Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. In the first hour, I'm discussing the prophecy in Psalm 83. You might say it is a collective punishment. Actually, I can't say kind of. It is. Psalm 83 is the collective punishment of the families that have been hostile to the nation of Israel beginning 3,700 years ago. The first family that was hostile to the children of Israel, or to the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, was Ishmael. He was hostile, and Abraham had to move Hagar, the mother, and Ishmael to the east into Saudi Arabia. That would be the home where they would reside to the very present. Boy, I have an explosion of thought here. It happened like once in my life when I got married. Well, anyhow, I would have to say that Donald Trump, when he, in his first foreign visit in May of 2017, I'll give you a little history of Donald Trump. The first place he went is he flew to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And it was the king, I'm trying to remember the king's name, was it Faisal? I don't remember. Greeted him when the whole world, his home, all the people in his country, the nation, the political, everybody in the political world, Pelosi, is about to leave this world, and McCain and all these people treating him like dirt. No, I mean, he's a president of the United States, but he has to fly to Saudi Arabia. And you should go to YouTube and watch that weekend visit. He flew in on an early Thursday. And he left he flew in on Friday. He was treated like royalty, with dignity, respect, honor. He was treated like royalty. He had to fly to another country, basically a Muslim country, an Arab country, to have the respect and honor that he should have had. And who was it that gave him all of this respect? Who was it that treated him royally? Who was it that allowed him to speak in their great, massive, beautiful convention center palace? 50 Arab countries were represented, people from all over, to listen to the President Donald J. Trump. And what happens? Who is it that Donald Trump is visiting? He's visiting the children of Ishmael, the Ishmaelites, and the Arab peoples, and even the enemies, the Ammonites, the Moabites from Jordan, the children of Esau. Well, not the children of Esau yet, but Esau, the Edomites, they were there. Representatives from North Africa, from all of the Arab nations, Oman, Qatar, etc. And the children of Ishmael host the event. The noble people, the Ishmaelites, Abraham's firstborn son. through Hagar. The Egyptians were there from Lebanon, all over. Prophecy was fulfilled. God told Hagar, Ishmael's mother, that your son is going to have 12 princes, 12 leaders that would be great leaders, not then, but in the time before Christ returns. These people, the Arab leaders, if you separate the Arab people from the religion of hatred, Islam, you have great people with great dignity, beautiful people. I really do. I sat and I watched Trump in that visit with these nations. Oh, a lot of them didn't like him. But here's what he told them in their own house. The king of Saudi Arabia, the father, I think he may have passed away. We have to give him great, great credit. He was a great Ishmaelite, the greatest. Trump, in their own, to all these nations in Saudi Arabia, in the king's house, tells them, you nations, you kings, you leaders of these great Arab nations, if you don't stop supporting terrorism, extreme terrorism, this extreme terrorism is going to destroy your people, your countries, and destroy you. And if I catch you supporting extreme terrorism, I am going to cut funding off from you. I'm going to sanction you and trade. I'll sanction you with trade, funding, economically. If you, your enemy is extreme terrorism. And what did Trump, what happened? These nations began to cease. They began to hunt out these terrorists that were committing these acts all over the area and the world. So that's who Donald Trump. Was it Biden that went to visit the children of Ishmael? No. Was it Obama?
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades,
and even survival accessories. Stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
And before I continue, I'm going to remind you that, again, Monday through Friday from 11 to 1, I'm on the stream on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, and the first hour is played at 6 p.m. on a radio station here, 1360KHNC.com. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com to the podcast section. For the Present Truth program, also, I do host the Sunday program, the Olive Tree Ministry, from 10 to 1 every Sunday. Also, they streamed on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, also on 1360KHNC.com, and in the Johnstown area, you can hear the program live on Sundays on radio at 1360 AM radio. So, okay. So Donald Trump, the morning that we watched Donald Trump address the children of Ishmael, I got up and I turned on the YouTube to watch his visit. Well, we were so awestruck that we just sat there. We didn't have breakfast. We didn't take showers. We didn't do anything. We didn't get dressed. We just sat and watched Donald Trump and all of these leaders from that region. It was fascinating. It was, you know, some people want to go surfing. That's, surfing or skiing or water skiing or, that's something that really, that's a, something that, it's a, what I call a high definition moment. Well, that was what I had that my wife and I, we just sat and we watched. We were having a high-definition moment watching Donald Trump addressing. You see, we knew these are the families of the children of Ishmael. These are the great Arab people. These leaders of the Arab nations, if you can get rid of the Islam and the hatred and that evil religion, these are great, great nations, great leaders, people. The leaders might be a little, sketchy, but these are the sons of Ishmael. We're watching prophecy. All of a sudden, here we see the President of the United States of America, all of these powerful people from that region. And here Donald Trump is telling them, do not support extreme terrorism. It'll destroy your people, your countries. It will destroy you. And you could have heard a pin drop on the carpet. And, this was so fascinating. These representatives were sitting in front of this nice big table, kind of like a nice table. And here they had grapes and desserts and drinks and we hadn't had breakfast yet. And every one of these tables or these desks or these where these people would sit there, these people would sit in a nice padded cushion chair, one person next to him, and in front of them a nice small table. Grapes and oranges and flowers, and it was so fantastic. Talk about uptown. This is classy. And they're all, they're glancing at one another when he's talking about extreme terrorism. And some of them you could tell they come from the terrorist nations are, we're not going to go along with this. Well, they were forced to go along with it because Trump already told them, I will unfriend you, unfund you, un-everything you, if you don't, if you support this extreme terrorism. And to Trump's administration, there was peace for these Arab nations. They had a great time. It was great. So anyhow, coming back to Psalm 83, all these nations, these enemies in the region in close to the nation of Israel, the adversaries within, the enemies without, I never realized until I started studying Psalm 83. God was going to wait until technology was such that the whole world, could view it. The whole world could view the punishment of these family members and the hostile nations around Israel. God intended the whole world would see that what God stated would happen through his prophets in the Old Testament, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Amos, Zephaniah, Obadiah, he wanted the world to know his promises are good. He promised to bless Israel, to keep them as the apple of his eye, and he promised to punish the enemies of Israel. America will be punished in the future. The European nations will be punished. China will be punished. All the nations that try to come against Israel collectively, they will be punished. Armageddon. What is Armageddon? It's the religious, the Islam and all the Islamic nations, the Antichrist armies of the West, China and the Asian family from the East coming together, the perfect storm, the perfect war. And then guess who else is coming to the banquet? God himself. Christ is coming from the heavens, and he gets the grapes, he gathers them, and then he crushes them. You know, Armageddon is going to be I think it's about a 2-week war, kind of plus or minus. It doesn't happen like in 2 or 3 days and it's over. It's not going to be nukes. It's going to be combat. We're in that time. The Psalm 83 war takes place. Now, for the audience that is not familiar with my past views on previous programs, you'll have to go to 1360khnc.com to the podcast section, to the Present Truth section. The Psalm 83 war takes place in the last decade before Christ returns. We are now in the final 10-year period before Christ returns to the Mount of Olives. That means that 9 years out, roughly, Armageddon is going to take place. Before Armageddon, the Great War, you're going to have the war that precedes that, which is going to be America moving into taking our forces and moving into Israel. We're going to occupy Israel. America will occupy Israel. Once we occupy Israel, China is not going to be happy. The Muslim world, the world of Islam, is not going to be happy. the nations aren't going to be happy. Before that, you're going to have Russia, Iran, and a group of other nations. I don't have time to discuss it now because I'm running out of minutes. It's called a war in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 called the Gog and Magog War. And that war precedes America's moving into the Middle East to occupy Israel. And before the Gog-Magog War, you're going to have the Psalm 83 War, which is occurring presently. And before that war, there's going to be the Ukraine War, where Russia must become great. And the Ukraine War has made Russia great. Militarily, economically, and what really triggered Russia into taking a stance against empire, America, was an individual by the name of Barack Obama. Barack Obama, you can credit him with basically setting things in motion with Vladimir Putin. Putin knew Obama's plan. He knew Obama was and the American government was already beginning to go forward with plans to destroy Russia. This is in 2016. Donald Trump stopped the momentum. He did halt the momentum of the New World Order. And that gave Vladimir Putin a little bit of time to diplomatically work with other nations in a plan and an objective to build a second world order, an international world order, a unipolar or a multipolar world order. America had the unipolar order where we are the una with a group of other nations that have been, treacherous friends of America, the unipolar world. But Putin had the view of a multipolar world, nations apart from America, nations working together to protect themselves from sanctions of the United States of America economically, to work together as nations militarily, to collectively, jointly work to kind of halt, stall America's military march on the world. It's very detailed. It's very complex, but it makes sense when you see that America has always had plans for world hegemony, and from the time of 19, right before the First World War, right at the turn of the century, 1899, America already had plans for world hegemony pretty much carried out. The other nations, there was no way to resist America's will until Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is the individual that God has used to put together a second order in the world. A order that is going to help the nations exist.
Once Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening this
America
fall
begins
in your
a
area. Moving
to destroy
Day
the
from
nations.
The Parkinson's Foundation
that
is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise as
election.
Unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's
I'm
disease.
Presenting quite a bit.
Events
I'm
may look different this year to keep
break,
everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause.
The next 30 minutes.
Parkinson's
in a
doesn't
few minutes,
stop,
I'll be right
and
back.
Neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians, comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit coloradorenaissance.com.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Continuing. Once again, the website for streaming, americasfreedomnetwork.com. And again tonight at 6 p.m., the first hour will air on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. Or you can stream also on 1360KHNC.com. Either way, you can go to two sites, 1360KHNC.com or AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. America's Freedom Network, we go out, like with the other site, nationally. But I broadcast off of AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. On the Sunday program, I do broadcast on the radio and on this site. Where wasn't I? I wasn't going to forget what I was talking about with America after the election. This is a frightening, distressing, It is a, to me, I sit and I consider what will happen, when should the powers that be, the continuity of government agencies of this country, already, I believe, planning to scuttle, to halt, to stop, to end elections in America forever. Forever. Could it be? Are we that far along? Like I stated here earlier in this hour, we are in the final 10 years before Christ returns. The religious leaders of the land are not presenting this to the people of the land, to their congregations, to their assemblies. There must come a time, there must be a final 10-year period before Christ returns. The prophecies in the Old Testament and New Testament there are indicators to how far along we are in the societies preceding Christ's return. The book of Revelation, everybody is familiar with this one concept, Armageddon. People feel that the Russian war that may take place with the United States in Europe and Russia would be Armageddon. No, it isn't. Before Armageddon, before that war occurs, 7+ years before that war, Russia, Iran, and armies that will try to attack Israel in the Middle East will be destroyed. So when Russia is destroyed, so that the people that know God and don't know God, when Russia's destroyed, Christ is 7.5 years roughly out. And after Russia is destroyed, America, there will be only two real powers in the world, the United States and China. And China to a lesser degree. That's one indicator. A second indicator is a system where you cannot buy and sell unless you take a mark of the beast, to take a number, a name, or worship an image. Never before in history, this has been talked about for the last 3-4 years more than ever before. It is a daily topic with many hosts, radio hosts, or podcasts, or on other media, a digital system. People believe that some people say that the digital system is the mark of the beast. It's not the mark. It's the way that commerce will be conducted. But to actually be part of the buying and selling in that system, no, it's not the mark. The mark is completely different. The mark is basically you make a decision to use Antichrist's system at the expense of your eternal soul. It's not worth it. For Christian people that are born again, you cannot take the mark of the beast. You cannot. Even though you may want to, you will not be able to, because the Spirit of God in you will not. You will, all of a sudden, you will stand and be empowered by His Spirit like never before. The concept behind it, I don't have time to explain. I'll present it this way. You have a glass sitting on the counter, and you fill it with tea. and you fill it to the top. Well, you decide you want to put, and you seal it. So it is now sealed, and the tea inside is the liquid. And you want to pour water into that cup that is full. Well, because it's sealed, the water just runs off the top. Christ is in you. Nothing else can get inside. The devil can't get in. Nothing can get in to your human spirit. Once your human spirit, the vacuum is filled with Christ, you are Christ eternally. Now, if your spirit is not filled with Christ, then you can fill that vacuum with the spirit of the devil, and you are eternally lost. That's the best way I can explain it simply. With this coming election, there's going to be a big shift in the politics in this country. I know from reading Scripture, the way that God presents things to mankind at the end of the world. At some point, empire, this nation, is going to be ruled by an individual who will be called, America is called the hammer, God's hammer, maul, sledgehammer. And with this nation, God is going to punish nations. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 20. You are my battle axe. You are my weapon of war, God says to America. And with you, I will destroy nations. Who is going to be the leader of that nation is probably going to come to office shortly.
Bleed stop. Clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed stop by clicking on the Bleed stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed stop website prices. Get yours today.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Don't miss the Tree Farm's Father's Day sale going on now. Get Dad a 6 to 8 foot tall Colorado fruit tree, now only $119.99. Choose from apple, cherry, pear, or plum. 4 to 5 foot tall Colorado spruce trees, now only $299.99. Family owned and cared for since 1980, the Tree Farm always has free professional loading. Don't miss the Tree Farm's Father's Day sale. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Over the break, I was thinking the better way to put it. Every man has a vacuum in their being. Every man created after, or man and woman created after the image of Adam and Eve, not the new transhuman creatures, just mankind created after Adam and Eve in the image of God. They have a vacuum called their human spirit deep in their being. That vacuum is closed. Nothing fits in that vacuum. Nothing can get into that vacuum except the Spirit of God. Once the Spirit of God, through a person that prays and asks Christ to please come, give me eternal life, live inside of me, forgive me for my sins, I believe in you, that vacuum is filled with the Spirit of God. It's like a soft drink can. The minute you pull that tab, the vacuum opens and the Spirit of God enters into that spirit. Now that individual has the Spirit of Almighty God living within, and the minute the Spirit fills that vacuum, it is sealed. Nothing can ever get in ever again. Now, those who take the mark of the beast, they have a vacuum also. The minute they take the mark, the number, or worship the image, the spirit of Satan enters in. They are eternally doomed. That's the best way I can explain it. So, do you want to be eternally saved or eternally doomed? Do not receive the mark of the beast. This present Pope would be, I'm sure, he would address the Catholic people and tell them it would be okay to accept the mark of the beast. Pope Francis, this man is not who you think he is, Catholic people. He is not. The many, many, many bishops, cardinals, people in the Catholic Church, great Catholic people, do not recognize Francis as the legitimate pope. He is the Jesuit pope who was installed illegally. They do not recognize him. The Vatican seat is empty. And it's just like in this country with Joe, where are you going with the gun in your hand, Biden? The seat in the White House is empty. There is an imposter that has fooled the people of America for 3+ years. Now, in the governments of the world, they see the truth. They know the truth. They understand what took place with the last election. They know. They are appalled. They are shocked. They are just dumbfounded at the ignorance of the American people. Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter. The American people have been under the rulership of an imposter. The real ruler is behind the scenes. But according to the Bible, the true president of this country still is Donald J. Trump. He's still the legitimate president of this country, constitutionally, lawfully, according to the laws of election laws. He is still the president. As we little by little, incrementally, now more and more people are acknowledging, even Democrats, yes, Donald Trump really is still the president, but the people of this country have been mesmerized. The culture, this culture is doomed. The leaders of the world, they are just dumbfounded that You have an educated society, supposedly, a great empire of people of great wealth, of great talent, that can be duped into believing that this was a fair election. It happened in Nazi Germany. The whole nation was duped. They were given over to a spirit, a lying spirit. And this is what has happened to the people in this country. I like to use the Justin Castro Trudeau in Canada. He knows that Trump won the election, and he's laughing at the American people. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of Israel here a couple of years ago, he knows what happened. He's going to the pub having a pint, and he's laughing at the American people. Benjamin Netanyahu, I was going to say about him earlier, this individual at one point was tender to some degree toward the power structure of the West, the New World Order, but something happened. He realizes the great danger to the Jewish people. He realizes the great danger lies in the Knesset. This is the battle he cannot fight. This is a battle Benjamin Netanyahu will not win. Benjamin Netanyahu, it's easier for him to destroy all the terrorists to win the battles within and without. But the battle that he cannot win is in the Knesset. These people that are in the Knesset, these other politicians, they are ready to give Israel, turn Israel over, the people of Israel, to the New World Order.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC.
For our $25 extravaganza, order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Well, this concludes today's program number 3. programs again every day, 11 to 1.
Here's a little song I wrote.
On America's
you
Freedom
might
Network.
Want to sing it note for note.
America's
Don't
Freedom
worry.
Network.com. Soon we'll have
be
the,
happy.
We'll have on this site, we'll have the podcasts available. But for right now, presently, for the first hour of each day, the first hour is aired at 6 p.m. on KHNC AM radio, 1360KHNC.com. You can get the podcasts and the streaming. Join me again on Sundays, also on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com and also KHNC.com, KHNC Radio. I have the 10 to 1 Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I know I might be repeating this a little too quickly. You can't write things down. That's why I will continually give you the sites. To finish out the program, Benjamin Netanyahu is, there is a war, a battle that he will not be able to win. It is the battle of the men, the leaders in Israeli government that are going to want to make a treaty with the United States of America in about a year and a half. Well, yeah, year and a half, roughly. Once America next year, once we invade Israel, then Israel is going to beg, make an agreement with us, promise us you will never invade us, promise that you will, you've destroyed Russia and Iran and all your enemies. God has used you to destroy enemies, and please don't destroy us. Make an agreement with us, and that will be the beginning of what we Christians call a 7-year period of tribulation. It's coming. We can't avoid it. We are in the last decade. As a minister studying the Bible for over 50 years, and prophecy has been one of the main, my main diet. And my friends used to laugh at me. They're saying that there's nothing positive about prophecy. It's so negative. Well, if you have a rattlesnake in the tool shed and it's dark, and you hear the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, I think you better pay attention, because the should you get bit, there are going to be some, you know, problematic matters that are, or things are going to happen where things are going to start to die. And so with prophecy, prophecy tells you there's a rattlesnake, pay attention, because you need to be aware of what's happening. And the American people and the people of the world that have been reading the book of Revelation are realizing we are probably very close to Christ's return. I'm finished for today. Join me again tomorrow at 11. I'm sorry. Yeah, from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Talk to you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez. And we'll go to a break in about just a second. And again, tonight at 6 o'clock, 1360 KHNC AM radio. And we're probably going to end right now.